Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or afternoon or hello to you, whatever time of day you are listening to it, to this program. I welcome you. This is Villa, and welcome to Villa Speaks. Today we're going to be doing the Game Plan for Personal Development, Part 1. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune in, whether you're listening live or you'll be listening later. I want to thank you for joining me and for making this investment in yourself. And for that, I want to congratulate you for investing in yourself, your personal development, your professional development, your evolution and expansion and growth, that reaching out to programs where people are talking about personal development and giving you tools and keys and resources, doing those things, you are laying a firm foundation and making those investments and sowing those seeds, which will bring about the upgrade and the expansion and the things that you are wanting in your life. So continue to do those things. And I thank you and express my gratitude for you choosing this program and for allowing me to be a part of that. I am very grateful, and I am excited. I realize, you know, I've had a Blog Talk Radio program a long time ago, and so many wonderful things, and some hurtful and challenging things have happened, but all those things work together for my greatest good. And so here I am today. I started the program earlier in the year, and I just wasn't feeling it. And so I stopped doing it, and I got back on track doing the things that I do as part of my personal expansion and my professional expansion. Part of those things are working. I do multiple modalities when I coach and when I work on development, and one of those things involves spirituality and meditation and guided meditations and affirmations. And as I have gone to rekindled some resources and elevated some things in me, and I got back to being centered, I don't know what the word is, but back to doing those things, the urge and the feeling and the flow and the passion for this program came back, and then boom, like, all right, August 11th, here we go, and give myself some time. And then I realized, oh yes, this is the day of the new moon, that this is the perfect day to begin new things, the perfect day to embark on empowering and transforming things. And so I am super glad to be here. And again, I welcome you. I thank you for being here. I express my deepest gratitude for allowing me to be a part of your personal and professional transformation. And again, I congratulate you on making this choice. And so what is this program about? Well, we're talking about mindfulness. I am a transformation agent. I am an encourager and an equipper. I am about bringing my light and love into the world so that you and those people around me, you and myself, we can become our best self. And that involves developing personally, developing professionally, and taking those steps and being mindful about it. And so I'm very glad about mindfulness. It's come into the mainstream, and I do that. I go to corporations or companies, and I talk about mindfulness, and I appreciate it, that mindfulness and the science behind it, and there is a lot of science behind it, opens the door for a modality and a way of being and a spirituality and a communication that is ancient, that people have been using the tools of mindfulness. The main tool that most people know is meditation, and even then there's so different ways to meditate. I've got a wonderful expert in mind that I'm wanting to get on the show so she can talk with you about the many ways of meditating, and we're going to do a quick meditation before I get into the meat of the program today, talking about the game plan. But that mindfulness has allowed these ancient modalities, these long ways of being, to come into the mainstream. And so it's a good thing because it expands that reach. And so in the U.S. or in countries where people who are go, 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 and those A-type personalities get rewarded, those are also the people that are having heart attacks and high cholesterol and high blood pressure. And, you know, we in the U.S., we've got a high rate of suicide. In the world, in the place is supposed to be the best country on the planet, because people are stressed out and unfocused and undervalued and underappreciated, and they don't know how to take care of that. They have stepped away from traditional religion, and rightly so, because many churches have got more focused. And actually, a preacher told me a long time ago that the challenge with many traditional churches is that they focus on noses and nickels, numbers and dollars, and that people are looking for something more. There's a hunger to connect and get back into being their best selves and their perfect selves and developing, but they don't know how to do it. And so I'm happy to see mindfulness in the mainstream. And it's about empowering people, equipping people, helping people to change their lives. And I giggle a little bit when I do it in professional places, because I've been doing this form of mindfulness in spiritual places for years, and it's been done for centuries before me. But it is a good thing, and I'm grateful. And so when it comes to mindfulness, I use multiple modalities, and that's where the game plan comes in. But it all has one focus, and that's getting to the center of where personal development begins, to where professional development begins, to where transformation begins, and it begins in the brain. And someone said to me, well, I do that, but I work behind the brain. Well, I'm talking about the same thing, that center of ourselves, our thoughts and what our thoughts are connected to is where the change begins. And I have one of my favorite quotes by T. Harv Eker, who is a professional development coach and a personal development coach and a guru of many sorts. Says, if you want to change the fruits, those things that you see on the outside, you will first have to change the roots. If you want to change the visible, I want to lose weight, I want to be more organized, I want to be a better person, I want to improve at my work, I want to improve my family dynamics, I want to have more focus, things that you're looking at on the outside, if you want to change the visible, his quote continues, you must first change the invisible. And it's about working, changing where the creation begins. You know, it's even one of the things that when a person wants to have a child, they don't, it's not something that a child doesn't start from the outside. They start from the inside, and they start from an amazing act of making the child. But once that child gets inside, what's happening, that creation begins on the inside. And it's what's on the inside that then makes the production that we see on the outside. And that's the very same thing, that when you get lemons and you go to, like I go to my girlfriend's lemon tree after we walk in the morning, or go even go to the grocery store, that visible thing happened by something that started in the ground, in the roots, that it's the under area, and that's what we're talking about. Wanting people, and I'm encouraging people to take a look at those roots that I enjoy and I use when working with my clients, and I'm going to use here today the quote from Albert Einstein. You can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. This is about the things, the challenges that you're wanting to overcome, the obstacles that you're wanting to be successful about, the new way, the new focus, the new journey, that for those things, the mind that got you there is not the mind that's going to take you to that new place. And even one of the things, if you've ever been working on a puzzle and you're looking at it and you're just like, sometimes you just stand up and change the location, get a different view. All of a sudden, you know, now you're like, oh, there's the pieces for that. And that's what mindfulness does. Mindfulness is about getting to the core of where the change works and where the change begins and laying that foundation and seeing it from different views and different modalities. And so I am going to talk about the game plan today. I'm going to focus on some different modalities. Again, focusing or getting us to realize that change begins in the brain. I will talk a little bit about the neuroscience behind that. But before we do, I just want to encourage you all to, after I've just given you a whole bunch of information by way of introduction, to let's get to our main topic and time together today. So I'm going to invite you to just get centered, get still, tell your mind and set your intention that you are ready to continue to hear and to be receptive at your highest level to information that is coming that will transform, empower, expand. I'm going to invite you to take in a deep cleansing breath and exhale. And then do it again. And exhale. And just to relax your shoulders, open and close your mouth, scrunch and open your eyes, turn your head left and right, and down. Again, relax your shoulders. Let's get you to where you're at a relaxed place. Again, let's take in a deep cleansing breath. Just for the next few moments, reside in stillness. As you breathe in and breathe out, breathe in again and breathe out. Then again and exhale, and I welcome you back to this program. In the next few minutes that we have together, we're going to start part one of the game plan for personal development. Now, as you see, the game plan is an acronym, G-A-M-E, an acronym for gratitude, affirmation, meditation, and exercise. And exercise isn't just about physical exercise. It's about exercising your authority, exercising proper boundaries, and exercising self-care. And these are all modalities about working with the amazing brain, the thought center, the emotions, all those things, using the neuroscience of the brain to begin to transform your life. And so what am I talking about, the neuroscience of the brain? So one of the things that has been studied about meditation and other forms of mindfulness is that it affects the brain. And what it used to be thought is that the brain was, once you got a certain age, it was fixed and it couldn't change. So, but they found out that the brain is very plastic. It's neuroplasticity. And if you can empower or grow those muscles, just like when you work out, if you start working those muscles, they then begin to grow and expand. That there's muscles in our brain that have to do with change, that have to do with improvement, that have to do with evolvement, that have to do with transformation, and that if we can train and practice and contact and evolve and release that action and that part of our brain, we'll be successful then in the development and the changes that we want to make. And so this has been studied in mindfulness, that part of the challenge about change is that you're used to doing things a certain way. You're used to opening the door with your right hand if you're right-handed. You're used to riding with your pen. You drive to work the same way. And when you have to go a different route because you're doing construction, there is for a few minutes. And it's like, why? You know, just get off the freeway or go a different way. But we let our brains get so set. You know, you realize you leave your house and you got to work and you didn't pay attention to anything that happened because you weren't being mindful. You were just being in that automatic place. And evolution, expansion, and personal development and professional development are about doing things on purpose, not being in that automatic mode, but being purposeful and acting and interacting and reacting in a way that is in connection with what you're wanting to create. And so what they found is that if we can get our brains to flex, to work those muscles, that when I want to change how I eat, when I want to change how I interact with people, when I want to change the way I do things at work, when I want to change the way I take care of myself, if that muscle is used to being touched and flexed and called upon, it'll be a lot easier. It's one of the things when I talk to people, I have a coaching program, it's called Resolution Solution. People set resolutions every year. They're almost the same ones. Lose weight, improve my family, be more loving, draw love into my life. It's all the same. And you go about 2 or 3 months and then it's done. Why? Because you're a bad person or resolutions don't work? No. It's because, again, you started on the outside versus coming on the inside. And so mindfulness is about bringing your mind and beginning in that area, the feelings, the emotions, the thought process, the way of being that's in your mind, instead of doing it automatically, do it with an understanding, do it with a focus, do it with a connection, do it with being mindful about how you do things. And then you say, oh, when I eat, I don't even think about it. Let me be mindful. And when people interact with me, I'm not mindful. I'm in this 14 other places. And when I want to draw love to me, or when I want to be better at work, be mindful. Look at your environment. So there are some tools that are about flexing those mindful muscles, flexing those transformation muscles, flexing those change muscles. And that's what we're going to begin to talk about today. And so I want to talk about gratitude. And you know, say, well, that's not meditation. That's mindfulness is meditation. Yes, that's one modality. But there are many modalities that have to do with mindfulness, getting you aware and focused and acting from a place where you are creating from within to see and produce without. So there's a wonderful study that has been done that every time I share this, it is a part of my talk that I do about change begins in the brain. There's a study that was done with veterans who were suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And I thank them. I want to thank you, veterans. It's not an aside, but it is. I want to thank you for your service. I don't understand people who are like police officers and firefighters and the military who want to go and put their lives on the line for strangers, but I am thankful for that, and I thank you, veterans, for your service. Back to what I was saying, there's this study where it showed that when veterans gratitude practice, in which they would call it a gratitude moment, that when they would feel stressed out or have that flashback to what was happening in their time when they were in that stressful field, whether it was in Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran or on the military bases where they're serving here in the U.S. and worldwide, that if they could bring a gratitude episode, something that they were thankful for, and concentrate on that, and then focus on the next thing that they were grateful for, that it had a huge effect, a measurable effect, a scientific effect on reducing the stress in their lives. And when the stress in your life goes down, you are then able to see with clear eyes and with a clear focus, with clarity about how you want to move forward. What are the things in your life that need to be arranged, rearranged, let go? And so that gratitude moment that these veterans, and I use them because all of us have stress, but none of us have the stress of being in war or being in that type of conflict in a way. Sometimes being married or being with your family can have those sorts of effects. I get it. But then again, here these veterans are again, once again, leading the charge and setting the example for how gratitude, which is about being mindful, that when the stress comes, not focusing on that, but saying, what is working right? How can I be thankful for those things? And then from that place saying, what is this challenge I'm facing? Versus getting into the challenge and, no, I'm going to fix it and we're going to do all these things. You know, you're in a mess. Step back. It's one of my other teachings that I do, the mindful steps to personal development. It's about slowing down. Sorry, it's about slowing down, getting focused. When you're going to act or interact or develop or upgrade, doing it from a place where you're creating and you're starting from the inside out. So let me see. Right now this is affecting me. I'm going to interact from the outside. No, let me go from the inside. Let me be grateful right now. This is stressing me out. I'm unhappy about it. But I have these 25 things that I'm grateful for, these 25 amazing things. Or maybe it's only two things for now, but you get those two things and you let that become your stance. You let that become the foundation that you stand on, that peaceful place, that focused place right now. And then you look at what's stressing you out from this place, not from the past, not from the future, but from what's happening right now. I also want to, on this program, in the first part, the game plan for personal development, talk about affirmations. Oftentimes they are called self-compassion statements or positive self-statements, or back in the 80s they were called positive self-talk. How you know that life and death is in the power of the tongue. That is in the ancient texts of Judaism, but it's across all spirituality. And we all know there's an old saying that I call a lie now, even though there was a time I would say it, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. And I know now, I mean, my daughter never even learned that phrase because I'm like, that's a straight lie. Sticks and stones may break my bones. That's very true. But words have hurt and harmed. I've used words to hurt and harm, so I know that they can have that effect. But the way we talk to ourselves, what is the recording that you're hearing? You're not worthy. You're not good enough. Our family can't do that. This is how we do things. I started low. I'm going to stay low. People who look like you, people who love like you, people who live where you live, and you start playing those tapes. Well, we need to rearrange those tapes. And we do that by having self-compassion statements, our positive self-talk, our self-positive statements, in which you begin on the inside again to talk about what it is you want to create on the outside. And oftentimes I took a wonderful class these last 5 weeks from my spiritual center, a class called On the Power of Receiving. And I was shook and struck by how these amazing women and men in the class, some of them the most giving people I've ever met, couldn't bring themselves to receive. Had a simple exercise where you would talk about the things that you want and talking about, and it felt wrong to talk about what they want. So the reverse of that is not feeling worthy. That you don't feel the self-worth and the self-value to receive and to ask for the things that you want and create the things that you want. So you want to be a better person. You want to be better at your job. You want to be more loving. You want to be more caring. You want to evolve and develop spiritually and professionally. But is there some aspect of you that doesn't think you deserve that and that you're worthy of that? But then we need to create a positive self-statement, a positive self-compassion statement, some positive self-talk that improves that. And there are affirmations galore on the internet. And yes, it needs to be positive. You know, I am worthy. You know, when I do my work with clients, especially women, you do the thing, I am worthy. I am worthy of love. I hear some people going, "Ah, it's okay." You can say something like, "I'm open. I'm receptive. I'm available." You know, every day in every way, I become a better communicator. Every day in every way, I improve my life. Every day in every way, I am better at my job. Every day in every way. There's lots of ways to say that it's comfortable for you. But again, this is about making sure that what you're creating on the inside is based and standing on a foundation that on the inside, that is what you want. And so if those old tapes and values are not what you want, and you, if that's what you're seeing in your life, what you've got on the inside is what's coming on the outside. I know that's a hard saying. You know, I get it. You had a bad upbringing. You've had abuse. You've had abandonment. All those things are valuable. But in the end, or where we're at today, those things are behind you. And you have the capacity today to start anew. Especially with what's going on, this new moon. And there's a new energy about people. That today you can say, I was hurt. I was harmed. There's bad stuff that happened to me. No one in my family is a success. I failed at everything I've done until now. All those things are true. But they're not the foundation you're going to stand on. The foundation you're going to stand on is the gratitude of, even though I've had those challenges today, I'm still standing. And even though I may have failed before, I'm grateful that today I can begin again. I can begin anew. And I affirm that today is a new day, that success is available to me today, that I am open to success. I make room for success. I am worthy for success. I allow success in my life. I am grateful that success is around. So let me bring this program to a close. That we talked about the first two parts of the game plan, gratitudes and affirmations. I encourage you and I challenge you to begin laying a foundation of gratitude. Begin and end your day. Write it in a journal or go. If you got an Android phone or an iPhone, I have an iPad and I have both. There are gratitude apps where you can write out what you're grateful for. And there are affirmation apps that give you affirmations, help you, empower you, that in today's world, there's so many tools. But to begin that personal development, to be your best self, to be that light and love that you want to be, to grow and expand, you have to have that firm foundation on the inside. And the first steps to beginning that or laying that foundation is to increase the gratitude in your life. And you can Google scientific evidence of the benefits of gratitude, and you'll be blown away by how many science things have been done, even though people across spiritual and other type of coaching modalities have been using gratitude for years when there wasn't science because they were seeing it in people's lives. And the same is true for affirmation. If you can begin your day or end your day, depending on if you're morning owl or a morning bird or a night owl, writing down 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for, and then 3 to 5 affirmations that are empowering, that are loving, that are what you want to see. So I affirm that I am a better person. I affirm that every day I become a better person. Again, there's a lot of affirmations for you. And so it's been my pleasure to start this process and stand with you. That's what I do as a coach. I stand with you. Now, I'm not in the game. You know, like you see the coaches, the player is playing, but the coach is giving the strategy and they're giving the encouragement. And sometimes they're giving that kick in the behind, but it's all done from love and knowing that they want the best and the brightest for that person. I do want to end the program saying that I'm also developing, and so I am rebranding some things. So if you followed me on Instagram, I used to be transform.now, but now you'll see I'm Villa Speaks. Keeping the branding same here with my Blog Talk Radio program, and I will be changing my website also to Villa Speaks because I'm releasing some things from my past and standing on a new foundation. And I'm very grateful, again, to have you here and to be a part of that. I will be having guests on this program. I'm in the process of getting them developed, but you're with me these first 2 weeks. And so I thank you for being here with me today with a game plan for personal development, part one. Next week, we will do part two. And I just want to encourage you that you are worth the effort. You're worth the effort to develop your personal life and your professional life. And it is my pleasure to be with you and to honor you. If you want to reach out to me, you can contact me at villaspeaks@gmail.com. My website right now is villajpowell.com, and you can reach me those ways as well. I will be here next week at the same time with the game plan for personal development, part one. Light and love to you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.